Hey guys, welcome to Life 365 with me, Lacey Lee Elliott.
Well, it's Thursday, and I'll be honest, I really had no plan for today. If you've been following me on social media, which I think most of you listening are, I had a lot of issues recently with an ex-boyfriend. Now, I will be sharing a little bit more of this down the road on Saturdays when we delve into some conversations about relating or relationships and dating. But a lot of people have asked me kind of what happened. He had a complete outrage on my Facebook page. There was 49 posts that he made before I even knew what was going on. I was out walking Jasper. I had no clue. And I've been trying to explain it to people, but I thought this would just be the easiest way to do it. As you all know, I have a blog, LaceyElliott.com. That's LaceyElliott.com. It is my personal blog. And on top of blogging and reviewing cars, talking a little bit about fitness, I have shared some personal things about my life with my experiences, with my health, my anxiety. I really just want to be open and honest and inspire other people so that they don't feel so alone. So I wrote a blog on January 24th of this year, and somebody forwarded it to my ex-boyfriend. So I thought today would be a really great opportunity for those of you that don't read my blog, don't have time to read my blog, which is probably why you're listening to my podcast, to share with you what I wrote on LaceyElliott.com. Again, it was published January 24th. I believe the title was called If Things Had Been Different. I ran into my ex today at the gym. He said he Googled the symptoms of a meningioma and that I had showed 8 out of 10 of them. I'm sorry, Lacey. If only things had been different, he said. What? What does that mean? Are you sorry that I got sick? Or are you sorry that you thought that I was crazy and overreacting so you dumped me and you left me to deal with all of this on my own? Yes, if only things had been different. I wish that I hadn't had my heart ripped out into a million pieces by my second husband, cheated on and lied to by him, and had my life destroyed. I wish that I had knew that for every bouquet of flowers he brought home just because had a hidden meaning that I was yet to know. That for every sweet thing he did for me meant that he was covering a sweet thing that he had done for some other woman in his life. If only things had been different, I wish I would have been stronger. Then, when my heart had been shattered into a million pieces and I found the strength to put it back together myself, instead of opening up to yet another man. Because you said all the right things. Our first night together, you asked me to stay. You told me you wanted me to stay. You stroked the hair out of my face and you kissed my forehead and you told me that you were a man who would never hurt me. You played your guitar. You opened doors for me. And every day, you told me that I was beautiful. You told me that all of your ex-girlfriends were crazy. And I told you that I was going to be the one who was not. I remember one day you called me. You told me about an old lady you had seen crossing the street in the rain, all alone. You said to me that that would never be me. You promised me. It hurt you so much you were almost in tears to think that this woman was struggling with an umbrella and her walker all by herself. I will always be here to take care of you, you said, with so much love in your voice. I'm not perfect. In fact, I am far from it. I was not the best girlfriend, but I tried. It hurt me that your job, the gym, your friends, and your podcast always seemed to trump our time together. I kept quiet while I walked the dog alone and sat in our bedroom with the door closed while you recorded your precious podcast. I asked you to schedule me a couple hours a week of your time for just us, thinking that if you scheduled time together, it would allow you to make your plans and schedule things around just us. I wanted to talk about our relationship, our future, our goals, and our life plans, and you told me to stop being weird. It hurt me a lot. You would get up at 4 a.m. in the morning to go to the gym, but you wouldn't consider getting up at 7 on your day off to go walk Jasper with me. I missed you so much. I missed feeling safe. I missed hearing all the sweet things you told me in the beginning when you were trying to woo me. Oh God, if things had only been different. I found a lump in my breast late in the spring, and I was stressed, very stressed. You got so fucking mad at me. Don't stress about it until you know what it is, you yelled. I was scared of the possibility. I knew what you were saying was true. But I cried anyways in the bathroom with the door shut so that you wouldn't see me. There were other guys on social media that made me feel pretty. I flirted with emojis, and you found out. You went through my phone. You called me a slut, and you slapped me across the face. You were done. I was a liar and a cheat. Of course, the girl that you'd been messaging on Facebook for the last year didn't count. I was the only one at fault here. My anxiety, my weird head fogs, my strange behavior. I was the craziest one of them all, you told me as you packed your things. I'm not crazy. I was telling you the truth when I said this isn't me. You didn't know. You didn't believe me. You saw it on Google. I was showing 8 of the 10 symptoms caused by this lump they found in my brain. Yes, Josh. If only things had in fact been different. Maybe I wouldn't have this blood clot. Maybe I wouldn't have a brain tumor. Maybe I would be sitting in a house with a husband and a dog and a fireplace, enjoying the sunset while drinking a cup of hot chocolate. Instead, this is what things are for me. I'm 41 years old and I am alone. I have no one to hold an umbrella over my head while I walk in the rain to the anticoagulation center over and over. No one to open the door for the last 3 MRIs that I have had. No one here to care about the numerous ultrasounds, blood tests, doctor's appointments, or specialist visits. And no one who will stroke my hair and kiss my forehead and tell me that I am beautiful after I get the staples removed from my scalp. My mom will come and take me to the hospital for my brain surgery and take care of me while I recover. Some friends will come and help to keep me company as well. The last few months, people have truly shown up for me, and I know who I can count on. The real friends in my life, the ones who love me no matter what, are here for me. The ones who see the good inside me, even sometimes when it's hard to see for myself. If things had been different, where would that leave me now? I freak out when I get scared. I get frustrated when I'm in pain, and I am not a very happy or positive person when I am sick. How do you think I'll be reacting after I wake up from a craniotomy? I promise you that I am not going to be a pleasant person to be around when I am taking morphine for the splitting headache that I'll experience. I'm glad I saw your true colors now, instead of when I was vulnerable. I'm glad that I learned who my real friends are, and I'm glad that I don't have to go through this alone. If things had been different, I wish I had not fallen for your lies. Actions speak louder than words, and I am glad to have actually learned that lesson, because if things had in fact been different, I wouldn't have learned what I needed to learn. If things had been any different, I would just fall for the same type of man again, and that is not going to happen. That, with everything going on right now because of this post, it was really hard for me to read. The post was not intended at all to get the outrage and the backlash that it received. And if you're not sure, everything's been erased and deleted and reported to Facebook and removed, so there's no more evidence there. but I will be talking about it. I will be talking about it because what I have learned the last few months is why so many women keep silent. Why so many women feel that they deserve to be treated the way that they're treated, and not just women. I know that there are a lot of men out there in some pretty shitty relationships as well. Communication, honesty, and as I say, integrity is so important. We can only ever do the best that we are capable of doing. And as human beings, we just have to realize that sometimes we're going to make a mistake. Sometimes we're going to do something that offends or hurts another person. And hopefully, no, really, the good ones don't do it on purpose. So thanks for listening to that. Thank you for those that have supported me with this current situation. And I will continue to update you on what's going on with this post and my ex-boyfriend. More than ever, promise me that you will live every day fully and with integrity 365 days a year. Thanks for listening.